Joe Wright talking about the Mildura Antique Fair this Saturday and Sunday. Joe, good morning to you.
G'day, Dave. How are you?
I am good. Yourself, getting excited about this week?
Very excited.
A lot of work for you?
Lots of work, yes.
The Antique Fair, it hasn't gone for a couple of years, and it's Mildura Rotary Club, or Mildura Moorbeen Rotary.
Rotary Club, yeah.
How did that come about?
Us actually running Sue Cloese, who was the proprietor of Rose Harvest a few years ago, Sue and the Imperial Football Club organised and ran the Antique Fair. Sue, after about 19, 20 years, thought, let's look at doing something different.
Time to retire and back away from it. Yep.
Sue didn't want to see it. It's been so successful in Mildura. She didn't want to see it disappear. And we were talking one day, and I said, well, how about our Rotary Club?
Oh, so it did come along. I was going to say, did you stick your hand up for it? And that's exactly what you did.
As you know, Dave, with a lot of our Rotary, whether it be Rotary Lions clubs, everyone's out there trying to find fundraising. We're out there all the time. The Antique Fair seemed to be an opportunity for us to spend 12 months working toward and running one event, and hopefully saves that hassle of looking for different things through the year.
Yes, of course. And a bit of fun too. Look, let's face it, we're talking antiques.
If anyone's had anything to do with our Rotary Club, they know it's fun.
Okay, right. Look, I caught up with Robin last week.
Yep.
And we were talking about clocks, we were talking about crockery, we were talking about glassware, those sorts of things. We're blokes.
Yep.
I did admit to liking an antique or two. Got a bit of a collection of antique tools. Now, have you got any sort of sneak peek at any of the things that we could possibly see along those lines? Would it be worthwhile me going out for those sorts of things?
I think it would be, yes. And even if you like rabbit traps, mate, I reckon there'll be something there as well.
Aren't they called rabbit restrainers now?
You're not allowed to call them traps anymore. No.
The old ace traps, there we go. We're actually showing our age quite possibly, or the fact that we've had a little bit to do with the bush over the years. Look, the Antique Fair. Have you been along yourself over the years?
Yes, I have been to a couple over the years. Yeah, been very good. I'm a browser. I can spend quite a lot of time walking around and looking at different things. I just don't walk past, have a look, and keep going. I'm a look, feel, touch.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah. So
well, you get immersed in the whole thing.
I do, yes.
Antique fairs, that's what they're about. And they're hugely popular down south as well, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. I think you'll find at Dalesford, I think it is, some of the, I'm not sure what it's called, it's the barn or something they've got in Dalesford. And they've got, I think they've got roughly 200 stalls in one site.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's every day.
I do know that I've been to an antique fair or two down south. I think they used to run them in January at one stage, so they don't run them anymore. Anyway, look, what else can we expect down there? Because it's not just antiques.
No, it's not just antiques. We'll have, on the day, we'll start from the start, free parking.
Lovely.
We have got a few parks there for disabled parking right
Lovely.
At the front door. We'll also have breakfast, lunch, and morning and afternoon teas. Barista coffees.
Oh, yeah, coffee. See, that's the whole thing.
So, you could basically make a day of it if you wanted to wander around and have a bit of a look.
And there's something for mum, there's something for dad, there's something for grandma, something for everything. What about the kids?
Yeah, well, we try to keep kids away. No, I shouldn't say that. No. But kids are welcome as well. You'll probably have, if there's a young lad wanting to get into collecting, and I'm sure there'll be toys of some description.
Of course,
they're
a huge collector's item.
We're going to have everything from that right through to furniture. We've actually got people with old furniture.
Furniture, really?
As well, yes.
I'm a sucker for old furniture as well.
Yep.
Real furniture made out of wood.
Yes.
Not like the stuff you buy nowadays.
Yeah, nothing you throw out in 2 years.
You're one of my neighbours. Good. See what ends up on the footpath at my place. Hey, look, the Antique Fair this Saturday and Sunday, I should say.
Yep.
Correct. At the Mildura Airport.
At the airport at the main hangar, just prior to the terminal.
Huge,
the big green
huge
hangar.
Huge space.
Yep, a huge space. we've got over 1,000 metres under roof, which is great. We need that sort of room for because we have got 22 storeholders and we've got 34 stalls.
Oh, because some of them have got multiples, of course.
Yeah, multiples. And that's one of the things, you know, we're a little bit worried about, whether after COVID a lot of the people that have been involved before would get involved again, and we've been absolutely blown away with the support we've received.
Lovely. I was just thinking, when there's, you know, multiple stall, like one stall holder over multiple stalls, they do like to spread out because they like to show everything off, and rightly so, because some of it's gorgeous.
Yep. And we're just looking forward to it now. We're at the stage now, after the organising and getting everything ready.
You're going to be out there to enjoy it, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we're there to enjoy it. The last week will be the big week for us, but we've got plenty of volunteers.
Oh, lovely.
Yep, plenty of volunteers. Not all Rotary. We've got a lot of friends of Rotary to get involved as well. So, yeah, it's just looking forward to it now.
Looking forward to this weekend.
Yep.
Again, I've got to ask, just $5 to get in the gate?
Yeah, $5
seems too cheap as far as I'm concerned.
Look, I think it's always been $5. Look, that just helps us get things organised and sort out stuff as well. So, yeah, look.
A bit of fun and definitely a worthwhile cause as
well. And it's definitely worth keeping in Mildura because we're hoping that we can grow this.
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be fantastic. That would be fantastic. The Mecca in July for antiquers. Is that actually a name nowadays?
Antiquers, I think we are, yeah. If you like anything old, I think you're... Well, actually, I'm starting to feel antique.
Yeah, you and me both. Well, look, Jay, thank you very much for that, and we might catch up out there.
Yep, I hope so, Dave. I'll be there. Like I said, mate, we've got plenty of people. There's going to be someone there to help anyone out if they need directions or help with carrying stuff out to their cars or anything like that.
Yeah, like I say, a lot of fun. That's what it's all about. Thank you very much for that. Again, Joe Wright from Mildura Merbein Rotary Club and the Mildura Antique Fair this Saturday and Sunday out of the big hangar out at the airport. And just $5 to get into the gate. Something for everyone.